This is a big, big homestand for you guys coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, we got we're close enough to taste it. You know, to try to, that playoff chance that we have is right in front of us this next few days, and so we're hoping to get on a roll again this homestand and put ourselves right in the middle of things.
The Bisons haven't made the playoffs since 2005 when they were a Cleveland Indians affiliate. What is it? How do players at the AAA level, how do they view making the playoffs? You know, like Barker and I had this thing. If you asked, mm-hmm. I presume if you asked a player your choices to be a September call-up or go to the playoffs, it'd be
That's not a good question.
Well, exactly. But what I'm saying is, Bobby, how important is this to the players, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
Well, I can only speak for myself. When I played, I remember when I was in the Yankee system and we were in the playoffs and winning championships in AAA all the time. I just didn't think. I mean, I knew we were going to make the playoffs, but I knew I wasn't going to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. I was just, it was just kind of a given that I was the couple years that I was in AAA at the end of the season, I was getting called up September 1. So it was just fun winning. You know, just winning. Period. So we were winning there, and we were winning up in New York. So I was just having fun to know that I was a part of that. But later on in my career, at the very end, actually, my last year, we made the playoffs in Omaha with the Royals and went all the way and won the championship. I just remember the divided the locker room. Everybody wanted to win, but like you said, that September call up. I knew I wasn't going to get called up, but for me, it was an extra paycheck the further we went along. So that was great. That was an incentive, also just winning and getting paid an extra couple weeks. And then for the guys that were going to get called up, they knew once we were done, they were getting called up. It was a bittersweet. I mean, they were happy, but they were like, man. I want to go up to the big league. So
yeah,
it's just it can go either way. But yeah, most of all, you guys know. I mean, we do this because we love it and we want to win while we're doing it. And so winning is probably the biggest part of it all.
Yeah. Now you've seen Nate Pearson for a little while now. What's your first impressions mm-hmm. of him in a AAA game, and what's the game plan mm-hmm. for him here down the stretch in AAA?
Well, I can give you the first part. You know, it's the first time I've seen him pitch. And I was very impressed. I mean, I thought I was going to see a big guy who was just throwing hard and blowing people away. But what I really saw was a big guy who really was prepared himself well to pitch. His mechanics looked really. I mean, I don't know pitching mechanics a lot of it, but what I know about it was everything looked smooth and he looked like he was under control of his body while he was delivering pitches. And he was using every one of his pitches to both sides of the plate with his fastball, and his secondary pitches were sharp also. So, I mean, he wasn't just going out there striking guys out. He was going out there getting guys out and in efficient ways and wasn't afraid to throw the ball to the plate. And that's how you get guys out. You got to get them out in the strike zone to see how good you are. And that's what we saw for seven innings, my only seven innings I've ever seen him pitch. Now, the future, what's in store for him and the plans and all that, Boy, I don't know. I got enough on my hands here and trying to figure out his path. Yeah, but right now, just watching him was fun to watch, and it'll be interesting to see how he does again this next time up.
Now, I was going to say this homestand, and again, you split a 4-game set in Rochester this week. You got a couple of good pitching performances,
right.
Of course, Zoik's no hitter, and Pearson's Triple A debut. It does set up pretty nicely for you, this homestand, does it not? Your rotation. I mean, you've got Anthony Kay also now, and you've got Sean Reed Foley back down as well. But it looks like it sets up nicely in terms of pitching. I mean, about as best as it can, I would think.
Yeah, it's interesting. In a 1 week time, our rotation has become really fortified, like you're saying. But our bullpen's been depleted, so. Mm-hmm. We had to spend everybody yesterday on a bullpen game and it didn't go well, giving up 20 runs. And so our bullpen is, and then we obviously Adam and Romano went up. So we lost two of our best guys. So, it's tricky, right? We don't want to kill the starters that we have because we know that's the end of the season and they've logged a lot of innings, but, and the bullpen's taking its toll too lately. So, it'll be interesting to see how we do. Hopefully we score some runs and make it easier on the staff as a whole.
Yeah, Bobby, what have you seen? Jeff mentioned TJ Zoik. Yeah, you threw a no-hitter. What are you seeing from him, and what do you think he'll evolve into? It seems like a sinker ball guy, pitch to contact guy. What do you think the ultimate turning into kind of guy? What is he?
Yeah, you know, I watched him since he got here. To me, the biggest thing about TJ is we preach this over and over again to all the players, is don't worry about doing good, but worry more about getting better every time out there. And that's what he's done. He's worked hard. He's improved. I've watched his side sessions, and he's exciting to watch it. And he's excited to get better at what he's doing, even when he's not in the game. So to see him come out and get better as he's pitching in the games every time he goes out there on the mound and make improvements with his breaking ball. He's got a true sinker. You know, a lot of guys, you know, they call it a sinker. So I'm going to throw my sinker here. But this is a guy who's throwing it both sides of the plate and getting ground ball after ground ball. And that's how you know he's getting his defense is ready because they're expecting it to be hit. He's throwing a ball over the plate, but they're not squaring it up perfectly. But they're hitting hard ground balls that are turning into nice early outs and double plays. So I see him as a guy who's going to give you a lot of innings every time he steps on the mound because of that. I think he's going to be able to just throw the ball over the plate and get weak contact and early contact so he can stay out there and get a lot of ground balls and a lot of double play balls to get your team in back in the dugout and ready to hit again.
Yeah, now, Bobby, whenever I got sent down from the big leagues, I wasn't the nicest camper. You know, I wasn't real fun to be around. And Sean Reed Foley's been sent down a couple of times. And I'm just curious to know what you as a manager, what is your job for a guy that's been up and down from the big leagues like that? You know, not had the greatest success at the big league level. That's why he's back down. Right. But what is your job as a manager with a guy like that?
Well, you know, my job is to understand him at one time. You know, like you're saying, you're not a happy camper. So No. My job is to understand that on one time and let him know that, hey, I know it's a demotion. It's you know, a little bit down time for you, but let's get back to what you were before you got up there. And that's just trying to become the best you could be to belong there. You know, some guys, we all know how it works. Sometimes guys get there and because they're needed, not because they're ready or because they belong there.
Yeah.
And my job is to convince these guys that when you really belong in the big leagues, you'll stay. And so let's get to work to make sure we improve our skills and get ready to work hard enough to where they nobody can deny us from being there. We belong there and we'll be there for good for as long as we do good.
Boy, that, I mean, just hearing you put it in that way,
yeah,
about guys getting up there when they're needed as opposed to when they're necessarily ready, that's kind of the gospel, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we look on the field a lot of times and we watch all these AAA games, we see the other teams come in and we see, you know, different players in the way, I remember talking to Devo quite a bit about it, and we kind of talk in terms of, oh, that guy belongs in the big leagues, or, you know, man, that guy's going to be something. He's going to be really good up there when he gets it all together. And that's kind of how you have to view it. You know, everybody that we have here, in my mind, can play in the big leagues. It's just a matter of, you know, belonging there. I mean, if you belong there, you'll be there a while and you'll get every opportunity to go up there. But if it's just because, you know, somebody got hurt or whatever, you know, hopefully you get there and it realize a dream. But the goal is to become so good and to be so consistent at your job as being good, that you really belong in that elite group. And, yeah, man, I tip my hat to these guys who work their tail off every day to belong in that group. And you know, sometimes it pays off, the hard work, and sometimes they just come up short. But these guys here are working hard to try to get there and belong there. So I'm really proud of what we've done so far with all this group here. And hopefully we can just keep helping them. They keep working hard, and they eventually make it up there.
Yeah. Now, you know, back to Sean Reed Foley, I guess the reason why he was sent down is location. And I would think that being from a pitcher is not the easiest conversation to have, right? Is there, you know, that's their livelihood, is we locate three
right.
different kinds of pitches. You get ahead, you pitch ahead, you're efficient. You want, you want to play within three pitches, that kind of thing. Is that a tough thing to get a starting pitcher back to? I tried to relate myself as a hitter when I got sent down, and I really can't, because that's a whole different animal when it comes to location from a starting pitcher.
Yeah, I really truly believe it. You know, these guys have to believe in themselves, and that means to me, throw a ball over plate.
Yeah.
You know, let's see who's better, right? Let's find out as soon as we can who's better. Let's throw the ball over plate and find it. Try to get outs within the strike zone. And so that's my, you know, my message to the pitchers when I get to talk to them. I know Reed Foley specifically is the kind of guy who's looked at himself and is honest with himself. I mean, I don't think it's going to be a difficult conversation to convince him that he needs to be a little bit have more control and ultimately command of the strike zone. So I don't think that's a tough conversation with him at all. He's very realistic. He really works hard and wants to get to that point. So I'm looking forward to seeing Sean and helping him get back to what I saw him do last year. I know our pitching coach Doug has worked with him hard here, but what I saw him last year, you know, he had that control in the strike zone. And so hopefully we can work together with Sean and get him back to where he was last year.
Yeah, and before we let you go, I want to ask you about Anthony Kay. Is there any one thing that stands out with him? I know he's left-handed. People like lefties that can command the strike zone, can pitch in against right-handed lineups, that kind of thing. Is there one thing that stood out with him?
For me, it's, you know, he's got the velocity that it takes to pitch if he's in the zone. So, and he's using both sides of the plate really well. The big thing for me as an intangible that I'm sensing in him, it's just he is not afraid of anybody. He's not afraid to throw the ball to the plate. He's not afraid of the team he's facing, the hitter he's facing. He's a competitor, and it's fun to watch a guy go out there and just really, really crank it up mentally and emotionally and go after that hitter. So I'm excited to see him every time he goes out there, every time he takes his turn. So hopefully, success will come with that. But I know he's got the right mentality when he goes out there.